Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Everything that you do, your words, your thoughts, your belief systems plant seeds into your existence. And those seeds, like the apple tree, grow up.
Welcome, my friend, to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and before we get into the show in today's episode, which I know you'll get a lot of value from because we stay out of all the fluffy stuff and we get straight into the good stuff of real estate investing advice, I want to give a quick shout out to today's sponsor, and that's Patch of Land. They are making this show possible, and they're making tons of flipping projects possible all across the country. If you don't know about Patch of Land, then they are the number one company to go to for projects that you're flipping because they have all the money available right now. Once you get approved for your deal and yourself as a sponsor or a borrower, you're going to be funded by them. And then they go raise the money through their crowdfunding platform. So you don't have to worry about all that. They'll take care of the money and the funding for you. You just have to worry about making sure your project's a success. They've got something really cool for you. So if you are just learning about crowdfunding, they've come up with a guide. It's called the Top 10 Crowdfunding Questions Guide. And they're all the questions that you might be asking yourself. And they're all the answers. They don't leave you hanging. They got answers too. All the answers to those 10 crowdfunding questions. So you can go to patchofland.com/best ever and get that guide. And if you think you know everything about crowdfunding, I'd check this guide out just in case, because there are some interesting aspects that you'll learn. So go to patchofland.com/best ever and get that guide. Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today we've got Skill Set Sundays, my friend. And the segment for Skill Set Sunday, the reason why we created this is to give you actionable skills that you can apply in your real estate career. And boy, do we have a special Skill Set Sunday today. We're going to talk about three ways of making the law of abundance work in your life. Can't be more straightforward than that, right? You know exactly what you're getting into on today's episode. And I come from an abundance mentality, not a scarcity mentality, where there's enough in the world for everybody. We've just got to find a way to get the people what they need, and for us to help each other versus compete and do cutthroat stuff. Because I believe that we all can get what we want if we help everybody else get what they want. So with us to teach us the three ways of making the law of abundance work in your life is Don Ori. How you doing, Don?
I'm wonderful, Jill. Thank you for having me. How are you today?
I am wonderful as well. I just love it when guests say they're wonderful and not just like, oh, I'm good. You're wonderful.
I'm wonderful. I am.
Yeah, you elevate the game whenever you say that. So Don's been teaching the law of abundance to business people and people who are not in business, but kind of different classroom settings. She has a summit that she hosts, the Abundance Summit in San Diego every March. And then she teaches online as well. So Don, kick it away. Can you kind of talk us through the law? And first off, what is the law? And then talk us through the three ways of making it apply in our life.
Okay, so the universal law of abundance is a law literally that was established a long time before any of us got here, right? It's like gravity. It's been here longer than we've been here, and it will be here far after we leave because it works as a law of attraction, as a law of reciprocity, all the other universal laws that make our world work the way it works. Everything has to do with that. So the universal law of abundance is a compilation of 10 principles that make up the way in which abundance flows throughout this world. And I have talked to people about a lot of the different ways, but because this is a broadcast where a lot of business people usually come, because I know that you do your real estate based program. So what I did was I just kind of looked at the business systems that I normally teach, and I broke it down to three quick and dirty things that business people can use right now to help the law of abundance to flow in their lives like never before. And so when we think about that, we do need to also recognize what abundance is and what abundance is not. So I think about that, and I think, a lot of people, when they think abundance, they automatically think my money is, I just have a lot of money, right? But it's not necessarily just a lot of money. Money, I like to call it, is a byproduct of abundance. It's a byproduct of things that are working in your life that you've untapped and you've learned to work into so that you plant the right seed and receive abundantly the right result that you desire because of your intention, because of your beliefs, and because of everything that makes your stuff line up in terms of your thought processes, your the words that you speak, the things that you think, and the actions that you do in terms of planting and then receiving abundantly. So when you think of abundance, I always have people think of an apple seed. Really simple, something that we eat all day, every day, right? An apple seed. We eat an apple, you know, people have been acquainted with an apple. So every apple has within it five chambers. And in those five chambers, there's potential in every chamber to produce twice two seeds. So every apple creates between 5 and 10 seeds every time it's born, every time it's grown, every time it grows up. But when you plant one apple seed, you don't just get one apple. You get a tree of apples, right? So thinking of abundance in terms of that tree of apples, and every apple on that tree has the potential to not only have 10 seeds in it, between 5 and 10 seeds, the perpetual life of the tree itself is about 100 years. And every season it produces a certain amount of apples, which produces a certain amount of seeds. So if you can think of that in terms of your business, in terms of your life, in terms of the way that you treat, the way that you live every day, then you'll understand how the law of abundance is as simple as an apple and as far reaching as one seed. So think of it in terms of when you think of business, when you think of your life, you think of three things. I think of it as teams, as seasons, and as support systems. So the teams. So as business people, we understand teams, right? We understand people who create the team that make our businesses run. So, for example, for the real estate industry, of course, we have teams, and the teams are accountants and lawyers and mentors or partners and title companies and financiers, which could be anything from a bank to a private money and anything in between. But you also have contributors and contractors, and then you also have other people that get behind you as your physical, mental, emotional support to make that all work. So that's just one part of the team that creates the life that you want to live in real estate. You also have your season, right? But before I go to seasons, let me slow down a little bit and let me talk about your teams for a minute. Your teams all run on systems that support your life, your business. But the same kind of system creates that same kind of team for your personal life. So I don't want you guys to just think it only applies to business. This actually applies to your personal life. It applies to, you know, if you got your house and you're running a household, it applies to everything that runs your household. It applies to every relationship that you have. It applies to everything that creates the life that you want to live, so that it's all planting the right seeds and bringing back the right kind of fruit in perpetuity. And your systems don't run properly without the proper team. So your team members, be that your spouse. So when you think about team members for business, you think about partners, you think about those kinds of people. But if you think about it for your personal life, you think about team members being your spouse, if you or your significant other. It can be your children. It can be your family members, brother, sister. It can be cousins. It can be your friends. But those are the people in your business or your personal life that see and support the vision that you have for your life, that understand who you are as a person and are willing to stand in the gap for you to help you create the vision that you see for your life. So when I think about those team members, I think about they need to have a couple of things. They need to do a few things. Here's the one thing that here are the no's for your team members. You don't need naysayers. You don't need doubters. You don't need whiners. And you don't need people who can't see and support your vision. So what does that mean? No naysayers. That doesn't mean that you don't need people who can't tell you no when no is necessary. Because sometimes when we're building our lives, our dreams, no is necessary because it helps you to run, it helps you to avoid pitfalls. So you don't want people, so when I say no naysayers, I don't mean don't have people around you who can't say no to you, who don't have your best interest at heart and won't advise you so that you don't hit pitfalls. What I mean when I say no naysayers are people that always have something negative to say about what's going on with you, because that's the mentality that they work from. You don't want those people on your team. Why? Because they drag down your vision at least by 10%. You don't want doubters on your team, because those doubters actually throw in doubt into your environment, into your world. They speak it, they live it, they do it in your environment. And you don't need that when you're trying to build an abundant existence. You don't want whiners. Reason why you don't want whiners is because building an abundant life is not for the faint at heart. It's not for the people who don't have it in them to get there. And if you have a bunch of whiners on your team, even if you just have one whiner on your team, their whining and complaining will cause the team to slow down and lag. So you don't want people that are going to be whining about it's too hard, that are going to be repeatedly saying this is not going to happen. People that are going to be negative and putting negativity into the existence that you have or that you're building. Because remember, the words, everything that you do, your words, your thoughts, your belief systems plant seeds into your existence. And those seeds, like the apple tree, grow up. So you have to construct your team wisely. And so those people that are on your team, you don't want them to be there if they don't have the vision for your life. I call that seeing with spiritual eyes. If they can't see the vision for your business, they can't see the vision for your life, then they don't need to be on your team. Why? Because you need people to have a full buy-in to your existence as you know that you are purposed to live it.
Makes sense.
Right?
Yep.
So systems. Okay. Now we're going to go to systems. So now that we understand what kind of people that you don't have on your team, that you don't want on your team, understand that building the system that could actually help those people are two places. They come for a season and they come for a lifetime. So you got to understand the season that your life is in or your business is in so that then they'll fit the right way. Sometimes we want people in our lives and in our businesses because they mean a lot to us that are not fit for the long haul. They're there for a season. They're there to teach you something. They're there for you to get a little bit more momentum. But on their path, they're only there for that season. They're not there for the lifetime of the goal and the business and the dream. They're not there for the lifetime of your lifetime. So my mentor says it like this. My mama says it like this. Everybody can't go. Not that you don't want everybody to go, but sometimes everybody can't go. So this is you hear people that are really successful, Joe. They talk about how they lose people along the way.
Yep.
I lost friends, I lost business associates, I've lost family members. This is about that whole process and that thought process of everybody who you may want to go, cannot go. And it's not that you don't love them. It's not that they don't love you. It's just that for your season in your life and that part where you're building your abundance, they don't fit. And they don't have to be poisonous. It's just not right for your season, for their season. So the momentary people in business, since we're talking about business, could be contractors, temporary employees, and employees in general. And then you have the people that are lifetimes. So your contractors, your temps, and your employees can actually be either or. But you have to discern the season within your business so that you'll know when to say to them or when to have the conversation that maybe with yourself that maybe they don't need to be here anymore. Not because they're not doing well, not because they need training, but because they don't fit the vision for where you're going. Same thing with personal people. I've learned to construct my people so that the five people that are closest to my circle absolutely fit and are here for the long haul. Here for the long haul. At least, and for long haul for me is at least 10 to 15 years.
And what specifically do you do? And maybe that's part of the third thing, support systems to make sure that they're in for the long haul and they support your long-term vision.
For your long-term vision, you have to think of it like this. The people that are in your circle are the five closest people to you. In 5 years, you will be you will have the sum total of their net worth. That's been proven. So right there, that shakes out a lot of people, right? In terms of them being the closest people in your circle. There are some people that you can't get rid of. Family, you can't get rid of. They're going to be there. But you can reconstruct them so that they're not in the closest part of you for various reasons. Either their mentality isn't right or they don't have a thought process that works. But you want people in your circle for the long haul that have your vision at heart, that push you to the next level, that can coach you because they're further than you and that have done what you want to do already and understand the possibilities of pitfall so that they can then give you what you need for success.
Okay.
Those are the people that you want, right? So, if you're trying to become a singer and a songwriter and you have the choice between somebody who really and truly likes music but has no singer-songwriter experience, and you have the choice between them and Lionel Richie, like you're choosing who? You're choosing Lionel Richie, right? That same thought process.
Especially for the hair, too.
Exactly. So like that's what it is. You have to understand the seasons of your life so that you can create the best opportunity for yourself. And those people actually in your five, the five, the constructing those people that support you the most in your closest circle, they love your mission, they love your message, and they carry your vision with them. My five, my people, they carry my message with my vision with them, and I carry a part of their vision with me. So when we come together, we collaborate and we are one another's five. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of thing that you need to think about when you're thinking about understanding the seasons. Those people that are in your five, they have the ability to see where you can't see. They have the ability to know some things that you don't know. And they have the resources together. You, my five, we have the resources that we need to connect one another as dots when we don't see.
So you said there are three. There's teams, there's seasons, and support systems.
Yes.
Are you talking about the support system when you're referencing these five people?
They are a part of the support system, yes. But when you're thinking about your support system for your life and for your business, you want a few things. You want to construct what I call the dream support team. So these people are the people that look at you from a holistic standpoint. They look at everything that you are. So you want to have, especially if you're a business person, right? You want a coach. You want people who understand your business, but you also want people who understand your personal. So you want your doctors in line with you. right? You want your nutritionist in line with you. You want your physical trainer in line with you. You want people who understand what you need as a healthy person to be in line with you. You also want your spiritual stuff in line. So you want your people who, I don't know, some people might not believe in God, and that's fine. But whatever their belief structure is, you want people that support your belief structure spiritually so that they are there for you too. So this whole system is not just about your business, right? And the five is actually about creating something that gives you the life that you need forever, so that you can continue growing. You want those people that are in your life that know more than you about money if you're trying to grow more money, because you need their information, you need their knowledge. You need more than just that. You also need people who are there for your emotional support and growth and development, for your mental growth, and for your personal growth and development. So these are the support systems that you have to grab and go for and do and learn to be, learn to understand how to construct, I should say, so that you can get where you need to go. And that makes up your relationships. Because I like to say it like this: if you have all the money in the world and you have your business is on jam and it's doing what it needs to do, and you have great relationships, but your health is failing because you haven't done what you're supposed to do to make sure that you eat right, exercise, sleep right, and do all those other things, that's not abundance. Same thing if you have, you know, money and your health is great, but your relationships are in the crapper because nobody likes you, because you're not a personable person, because you have stuff inside you that pushes and repels people away, that's not abundance, you know? So living in that hole of it, creating the team, systems, and support that allows you to see the seasons of your life so that you can go further, do more, and become more, have everything to do with making your abundant life happen.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think a lot of people don't, well, I don't know about a lot. I will say that I'll talk about from my own experience. I don't spend enough time consciously thinking through these items and, you know, how am I surrounding myself with people who are supporting me? Are they temporary or are they long term? And being okay with people having, you know, kind of a temporary relationship with me, because sometimes you need, you know, people along the way to teach you something and then you outgrow them. I know I outgrew my first and second mentors in real estate, and then the support system. So making sure that we're not only surrounding ourselves with, as you call, the five people who in 5 years you'll have their same net worth, but also the support, the dream support team. Love that, by the way, who will help you in everything that you are in all the different areas. So from a life coach to trainer to nutritionist, spiritual, finance, emotional. And here's the thing. Some best ever listeners might be thinking, well, wait a second. I'm not going to spend money on all these people and all these different experts. Well, you don't have to. You simply need to read the books and reach out to authors of the content that you like and that you align yourself with, and then ask them questions, and then join groups and online forums and in-person meetups. If there's not a meetup, then create a meetup. And oh, by the way, that will help your real estate business because you'll be more influential within a circle that you feel passionate about. And then you'll be in your own element. People will get to know you, and that's going to help grow your real estate investing business. So really, as you were talking through these three things, I was visualizing kind of how I can put my own action plan in place. And I think it's just a great three steps. So one is surround yourself with the right teams. Every relationship you have, it needs to support the vision.
Absolutely.
You see your vision and the possibilities you see for your own life. And that includes spouse, kids, friends, family, business colleagues, and remove all the people who are on your team, who are the doubters, not the people who are challenging you, but the people who are toxic with their negative energy and attitudes. And then remove the whiners. I hate whiners. I can't stand them. And then people who can't see or support the vision, because sometimes you've got alignment on everything else except for the most important part, and that's where you're headed. Because ultimately, if you want to go somewhere with somebody, you've got to both know where you're going. And so the second thing are seasons where, you know, sometimes people aren't going to be with you for the long haul, and that's okay, but have at least five people. So here's an action step. If you don't have five people that you consciously surround yourself with, surround yourself and identify, right? Yeah, those five people, and make a conscious effort to get in touch with them and stay in touch with them and tell them, hey, you're one of my five and I'm very selective. And here's, I want to grow with you. I want to help you grow. I want to grow together with you. And then the support system, so the dream team support. So, Dawn, thank you so much for being on the show. And where can the Best Ever listeners get more information about you and your program?
They can actually find me at my website. It's dawnoree.com. That's dawnoree.com. I'm also on Facebook at Dawn Ori. I'm at Dawn A on Twitter. I'm at Dawn A pretty much everywhere else, DawnNae. And so I'm pretty much everywhere at that same handle of Dawn A or Dawn Ori. And they can always find me on Facebook or Twitter and find me there. But my website, of course, will give them opportunity. And there's some free stuff on my website. There is right now an abundance meditation that I have that's free. They can download it if they like. And also there is what's called Abundance 365. That's 365 days of abundance nuggets, tips, videos, and all kinds of stuff that comes directly to your email from me. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dawn. We'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joe.
Crowdfunding. You've heard about it. Now it's time for you to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor today, Patch of Land, they're the leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to all of your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and get your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever.